Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and I'm joined by Tom, Declan, Dean and Dermot of On Air. Hello.
Hello, Louise.
Thank you so much for chatting to me. So each week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. What was yours individually?
We'll go clockwise in the room, or is that anti-clockwise? We'll start with Declan, that's what I mean.
First gig was Metallica and Slipknot.
Oh, nice.
My brother brought me to it at an RDS in Dublin a long time ago.
Oh, very cool. What'd you take away from that?
It was rough.
Yeah.
What kind of a burst were they on triangles, did it?
Nice. I found myself in the middle of a mosh pit once or twice. It can get rowdy.
Oh, it can.
It is good fun, absolutely. And the thing is about mosh pits as well, people you will usually dip in and pick you up. Like, they won't leave you on the ground. They'll help you back up again, which is kind of nice, I think.
And then knock you down again.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Yeah, absolutely. It's good fun. So was that music you used to listen to then at that point?
I still listen to it.
Nice. Good.
He's an angry kind of guy.
That's okay. Let it all out.
Sorry,
I said let it all out. So then who do we have?
Tom.
Hello, Louise. I think the first gig I went to was 2003. I think it was with the remaining members of Thin Lizzy in the Leisureland in Galway with a group of other 16-year-olds. And we had a bottle of vodka in the back. Yeah, that was, I think that was my first gig.
Okay, nice. And was that like chosen by yourself? Was that one you wanted to go and see yourself? Yeah.
Classic rock would be one of my favorite genres, and Thin Lizzy would be my favorite band of all time.
Very cool.
Rock band of all time. So now it's not the same seeing them without Phil in it, but I got to see some of the remaining members, and from what I remember, it was a good night.
Very cool.
You were actually wearing a Lizzie shirt on stage last night.
That's right. I think that was my first gig that I was allowed to.
Who are we moving on to next?
Dermot. From what I remember, my first proper gig was with my family in Croke Park to see Bon Jovi, probably around similar time to 2000. Were you at that gig? Nickelback opened for them. Yeah, that was and I remember, Jesus was unreal, Richie Sambora, I seen him play, but halfway through Bon Jovi set, this person like came around to us and was like, if you have a handbag, lift it and put it in your arms. Someone right in front of us had their handbag stolen from their feet when they were up dancing. Yeah.
Oh,
it was
sugar.
Such a class gig. He was really in peak form back then.
Yeah, that was Nickel unbelievable. Was
amazing.
Yeah.
Rockstar. Remember that was like the biggest hit ever for at the time. That was around that time.
And seeing it so big, like on such a big stage, must have been pretty cool at that point.
Ridiculous. I remember it was a Have a Nice Day tour. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the logo for the whole tour was a big smiley face just all around
Cole
Park.
Love that.
I was like, what is happening? I actually went and bought a denim jacket that had sleeves, like a jumper sleeves. I thought I was the shit.
I was sitting up at the top of the canal end. I would as well sitting watching it at home.
On the 12-inch screen back then.
Oh, it's what amazing.
My first concert was Robbie Williams and Celine, 1999.
You're joking.
Oh, yeah, wow.
and a friend of mine won a ticket the night before the concert, and I went home. I was only 14.
You weren't 14.
So I had to go home and literally beg my parents to go, but they eventually let me. This is in the middle of the night. I was begging them to get the bus first thing in the morning.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
It's brilliant, actually.
Robbie Williams in 99 would have been the...
Oh, it was unreal.
Unreal.
Haven't listened to him since, but...
But so I haven't seen anyone in Slane, but it's one I want to go to. It's just an unreal venue, isn't it?
Yeah.
I also had a bottle of vodka with me too.
Are me and Declan the only sensible ones in this group?
Yeah, it's like drink responsibly, guys.
Yeah.
But at that point, when you guys went to your first gig, had you already been playing music yourselves?
I hadn't.
I hadn't. I think we'd all been like learning and going to lessons for whatever instruments we do, but I don't think any of us. I hadn't anyway.
I hadn't even picked up an instrument.
You were gigging?
I started gigging when I was 13.
You did not?
Oh, wow.
15.
What, with drumming?
Yeah.
Jesus.
With Krypton, we were called.
That's right, I remember that.
We were a garage band, really, but we got a few pub gigs where people held their hands over their ears.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, I distinctly remember people were still smoking in pubs that time too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So what was your own first gigs like then, so that you were performing? Because obviously it's probably different because you had before Onor and now after Onor. So what was it like when you were first getting into music?
We had kind of a weird start when it comes to first gigs, because obviously we were chatting about this the last time we spoke, Louise. Like, mm-hmm. We started out just as lads making a music video every 12 months, you know. But then when we decided to actually maybe try and make a show of it, we were probably, about less than a month into it when someone contacted us to say that there was one of the big booking agents for what's probably the principal festival in America for Irish music was actually going to be in Donegal.
Mm.
We knew about half a song. And we had about, I think, 3 weeks. And it wasn't really a gig. They were over doing like a private thing, but they agreed to sit down and listen to us with the group of people they had over if we were able to put together enough songs to fill out 45 minutes. And that was only, what did you say last night? That's a year ago?
A year ago.
Wow.
Yeah, this month. So our first gig was a wee bit unusual, and we actually went, everyone sweating buckets, and had a showcase was essentially our first live gig. And then as in our own actual gig, that didn't actually happen for another...
Was it March, was it? End of March?
Was it?
April.
It was April, wasn't it? So it was another nearly 3 months after that. It's called the Baller Theatre in Ballybuffet.
Mm-hmm.
200, so 198 seats in it.
Yeah.
And that was kind of... It was kind of like, look, we have enough family and friends to fill it. And that was kind of when the whole thing for us took off, really, because we sold out the first night, and next thing, a second night went up, a third night, and then a bigger theatre in the neighbouring town of Letterkenny put up two nights for us, and they all sold out as well. So we went from having no show at all to having to fill five nights in a theatre.
Wow.
I think we knew about three songs when those shows were actually sold. Like,
yeah.
It was one of the most stressful times ever, you know.
Did the nerves get better, though?
Was that, Louise?
Did the nerves get better from that first showcase to the five gigs?
I think doing the showcase environment is actually better because... Mm. It is so
intense.
Yeah.
You know,
that was a pretty long showcase as well, because the last one we did was like five songs.
Yes. So
that was 45 minutes. Like, that was a long showcase.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, like,
we just ambushed a busload of Americans.
We did.
Yeah. Get off the bus for a drink. Listen to these guys.
They probably loved it, though. I'd say they loved it.
Yeah, they were lovely.
One thing that probably should be said, Louise, when you ask about our first gig, people complain that the music industry is full of bad people. Let's say that's the stereotype. And maybe that's true, but there's also great people in the music industry. And one of those people is a guy called Connor Malone.
Mm.
Connor runs the Baller. Where's Connor from?
He's from Wexford.
But lived in Dublin most of his life or something?
Yeah.
He's a real gem. He does a stellar job in the Baller. But Connor was contacting Tom at the time, and he said, look, for the 6 days before your show, I think we were April 16th, so from the 10th of April they had nothing on till our gig, And he actually gave us the theatre for nothing to rehearse the show for 6 days, 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and nowadays we're here thinking, right, lads, the show's at 8. If we land at 7:30, yeah.
It's funny how things change, right? But like, you know what you're doing. You know what you're doing now at this point.
Well, we don't know about that, but honestly, that first run of shows would have been much worse, only for Connor and those folks, because just being in there, even the sound and everything, we had time to sit with it, and it was a blessing. Nice.
There really is good people in. I don't know if it's only in Ireland, but the community of music, there definitely is really good people who want to help each other as well, which is nice.
We're probably lucky in that Ireland's so small. Mm. If you're not going to be a good person, if you're not just going to treat people well and with respect, word gets out very, very fast.
So true. Yeah.
You know, it's too small a community.
Yeah, it's really true. But like going from 5 gigs and now you have a whole tour going.
Yeah.
We do.
We've grown.
Yeah.
It's grown quite a bit.
Every day. Last night, actually, Louise, we were in the show, so we were in Birr, and a gang of ladies actually travelled from Carlow, which I was told last night's much further away than I thought.
To Birr. Next door.
I thought it was next door. But
step over to Carlow then.
Yeah. Around the corner. They actually, one of the ladies knew like our next 8 gigs off by heart where they were. Because somebody asked to shout it out, when are you in this place? It was, when are you in Kilkenny? And the woman in the second row shouted back to her.
She was doing the dates.
Yeah, she was doing the dates.
I love that. Commitment, like.
She found out about us before Christmas, she was saying.
You're joking.
So, yeah, so it's not like she's even known, like, been following us for a long time. She only just found out about us before Christmas.
Her so she's making up for time. This is it. She's making up time.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. That's it, like.
We're heading. What's that, Louise?
I was just going to say, you've really good fans.
Yeah, we do, yeah. We've got people travel from Canada and up from the UK and everything to come and see us. It's been unreal.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you are coming to Dublin?
We are.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's been probably prolonged more than it should be. Trying to get a venue, Louise, short term in Dublin is much more difficult than in the more rural parts of the country, you know. Mm-hmm. We've been chasing this for about 6 months, but we're in the Civic Theatre in Tala very, very soon. It's about 6 weeks away on February 22nd. And then we wanted a summer gig in Dublin. We actually wanted a summer gig in Dublin last year, but we were in no way organised to pull it off. So we actually managed there more recently to book Liberty Hall for June 7th.
Nice.
We can't wait for that.
That'll be excellent. So
actually, well, it's not Dublin, but we're in Nace in 3 weeks. We're in the Moat Theatre in Nace on February 2nd, which is close to Dublin, but not quite there.
It's only down the road. So, yeah, it's only down
out the road. Really, yeah.
Yeah. And the same with, because Showing Your Roots, the conference is on this week as well. So that's on in Dundalk, and you're on the Wednesday for anyone who's either popping down or around that area.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. There's so many great events on. When you get the list of people that are going to be speaking and attending and playing at this is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
We're doing... We're on the Wednesday night. We're on from, it's actually really late. We're on 11:45 at night until 12:30. We're a 45-minute set on the Wednesday night, and then we'll be hanging out around Dundalk at the conference on the Thursday.
So you're going to get all the dancers on the Wednesday night?
If there's 4 lads that need dance help, it's definitely us, Louise.
Well, I'm sure they'll join you for sure for a bit of music and crack, as they
Brilliant.
Say.
Brilliant. Do definitely.
I was also reading you've an album coming.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm chatting away here, lads. Someone else speak.
Yeah, well, Dermot's in the middle of mixing and mastering it here at the moment. But we actually shot a video last week for one of the tracks on the album. So that's we're hoping to release that
next 10 days or so.
Next 10 days or so,
yeah.
And then the album hopefully will be out within the next month. We're hoping to have the album ready for the Millennium Forum gig on the 9th of February.
Mm-hmm.
That must be quite exciting to have it pretty much ready to go.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Mm.
Not waiting on it, so it'll be great to actually have it there.
We actually did it backwards because we're very blessed that we actually live beside a very, very, very good merchandising company. They're based out of Killybegs, Collis, and they have an office in Dublin as well. So we had merch nearly immediately. Like last summer we had merch and we were very blessed to have a nice logo. Tom actually worked hard. He got merch linked up with our website now. He he has it set up that anyone in the world, we did a live stream. We do a live stream every week on Facebook, and it's actually surreal looking at it. Like, someone in Saskatchewan buying a beanie hat when you're on. It's like, what is it? Where is Saskatchewan? It's upside Carlo. Like,
I love that. Huh? So then you're Googling Canada. Where these places are to kind of see how far it's stretching.
But yeah, and I'd hope it doesn't sound, we don't mean it to sound arrogant, but at the concert, we're blessed that, like, so many people are asking, lads, why isn't there an album here to buy? Like, and the truthful answer is, we don't know. It's just taken a long time to get it to come together, you know.
But also, like, you want to get it right. You know, you want to right. You don't want to just throw something out. You want to do something right. So there's no point, you know, you've done it the right way where you've taken your time and you've put the work into it. Like, so you'll be happier for it.
I think you can tell that, Louise, as well. Yeah. When you listen, like, when we listen to the albums we love, especially of Irish music, you know the ones that they're like made with love. And yeah. I think the fact we've been now nearly a year on the road, developing the songs, developing the harmonies from Dean's point of view, the arrangements from Decky's point of view, and other songs that have come into our kind of our sphere of influence, like, the album is going to benefit from the last year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth it. Yeah. So if anyone wants to find out more about everything you're up to, where's the best place to go?
We're very active on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those ones. We do a live stream. We're aiming for every Wednesday night. Now, we're in Galway this Wednesday, so it'll probably be Tuesday this week. We have a brand new website. We have anormusic.com. That has all our dates on it. It has merch. It has all the details. It has music videos on it. It has everything that we do. It's based there.
And you can ring Dean on 08.
Maybe don't put his number out online. Yeah. Oh, goodness. We don't want to be encouraging any craziness. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Louise, thank you for having
us. Thank you, Louise.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.